said, oh, oh, not bad. And Joseph understood that, that doing so would certainly put her in subjection to the law. And by doing so, the demands for infidelity was to be killed by the casting of stones. She could have been stoned to death if he would have called her out publicly. But thank God that Joseph had a different mindset to just think of. And being a just man was not willing to make her a public example, but to handle the matter privately and confidentially. Joseph is considered a just man not because of a strict adherence to the law. He wasn't trying to be a technician. He wasn't trying to be technically right. He's a just man because of his faithfulness and his commitment to Mary. He loved her to the end. And family, God, through his son, Jesus Christ, he loves us to the very end. I was thinking about what the prophet said, Jeremiah himself, in chapter 29 of his book. He says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. I can see God, y'all. I can see God working through Joseph in the same way spoken by Jeremiah. If you will, just let me go there. Just in my Christological mind, I could see maybe Joseph saying, for I know the thought that I think toward you, Mary. There are thoughts of peace. Not of evil, not of ill will. Not I'm going to get you back, but I want to give you an expected end, an end that is filled with love and with hope. Joseph's thoughts about Mary was thoughts of peace. It was to give her a better end, not a bitter end, but a better end. To the glory of God. In fact, hallelujah, Joseph, you know, he never stopped loving Mary. Even with the announcement of the unexpected pregnancy, he didn't stop loving her. And Joseph loved her that Christ today loves the church and gave himself for her. And Joseph sought to cover her. Yeah, that's right. He sought to cover her. He didn't try to engage in the conspiracy of a cover-up. Joseph is not in the state of paralysis by analysis. Joseph is not stuck in shock and denial. He knows about the legal predicaments of the unexpected pregnancy. So there is no cover-up here, but there is a covering as he thinks up. He doesn't act hastily. He thinks up. He doesn't rush to act legally and publicly and prosecute his rights under the law. Hallelujah. He thinks up. He keeps his emotions in check and reminds us as he thinks up. Hallelujah. The love covers. Do you know that this morning? Do you know that love covers a multitude of sins. Family, the text taken from Matthew chapter 1 revealed that Joseph, you know, he thought about putting her away privately. But out of the mess, God gave him a message. And so he obeyed the word of God by taking her as his wife. And he followed through to bring her home. The relationship remains intact. And I hope that you can see this with me and hear it with me and comprehend it with me, that family, marriage, is symbolic of the living church. And family, Jesus has taken the living church as his virtuous bride, and he's already paid the dowry. Some 2,000 years ago, he paid the ransom note to redeem his bride, the living church, and he's soon to come back for his bride. Hallelujah. Without spot, without wrinkle. And when he comes back, because love is covering a multitude of sins, he's coming back to take the church home. In my Christological mind, I'm reminded, we already had one hymn this morning, I Surrender All. But there's another hymn that bears repeating as you think about the quote. Love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. I said it again, over and over, repeated it as often as I can, and it bears doing so now. If it ain't love, it ain't God. God is love. And the love of the living God, hallelujah, is lifting us up this morning as the living church. As Joseph covered Mary, the love of God through his son, Jesus Christ, is covering us in this hour. I'm reminded of what love does. Paul talked about it in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. He said that love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Family, are you hearing this with me this morning? Love never fails. So fear not. And think up and declare, love never fails. Think up and decree, love never fails. Think up and show, love never fails. Think up, hallelujah, and know that love never fails. In his love, in his covering, by the broken body and shed blood of his son, Jesus Christ. This morning, we have true communion, and we can know it without a doubt that love never fails. Amen.